Martha and the Vandellas.
My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier, and I am your minister of information, and this is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is Sunday, October the 12th, 2014. When we get together and overturn this system and utilize the science of the waters of Noon, the womb of Nanet, the water melanin of the universe, dark energy, dark matter, from which we all come, when we study the science of the Christ Atum, transforming those waters into the mass matter material universe that we have grown accustomed to today. When we begin to transform our minds, transform our lives, transform ourselves, come together, transform civilization, transform the human family, transform the institutions and the corporations and the governments of this earth, transform the universe, there will be dancing in the streets. There will be love and peace and righteousness, friendship, no more hatred, no more enmity, no more animosity, no more jealousy, just truth, justice, righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. The word next that we must look at is discriminating. Discriminating is defined as being able to make a judgment call and tell the difference between one thing and another. Now, on the evil side, you can discriminate and show partiality because of your prejudices, but on the good side is the ability to differentiate. The ability to see the difference between one thing and another thing. See, as it concerns politics, we must be discriminating. We must be able to see and discriminate between a good leader and a bad leader. We must be able to see when a leader is being manipulated. We must be able to see that even when you look at the military and when you look at Al-Qaeda, all of these are mercenary groups, victimized by impoverishment, victimized by the system. And we don't get so angry at an individual or a particular group that are the rank and file. We look at the leadership. You see, I'm thinking about so-called Christian prophecy people who look at their enemy as Muslims and Islam. See, we're being discriminating. We must know and understand the difference between one thing and another. And we must be able to see when the media is lying on a particular group. We must be able to discriminate from truth and falsehood. So, so-called Christian prophecy people, they look at Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS, and they say all Muslims are bad and evil. And they want to see the destruction of all Muslims. They say Islam is satanic. That's what they say. Many Christian prophecy people say Islam is satanic, and then they tie Islam with Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIL, ISIS. Well, I have one thing to say to them. Did you know or did you forget that Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIL were created by the intelligence communities of America, CIA, Britain, MI5-6, Israel, Mossad, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey. Vice President Biden was partially correct when I guess God got into his brain. I guess God got into his mouth and his spirit, and God got into his tongue and made Vice President Joe Biden say that Saudi Arabia and others in that region were so bent on overturning Assad that they financed and basically armed Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, and ISIL. And according to Biden, now you have the problem that you have. Now, Biden didn't go far enough. He did not say the reality that the Obama administration is supporting Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIL. He did not say that the CIA years ago created these mercenary groups to overthrow governments, assassinate leaders. He did not say that Britain's MI5 and 6 were in on the creation of Al-Qaeda, ISIL, ISIS. He did not say that Israel's Mossad, yes, Israel, were in on creating Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIL, ISIS, and that the Free Syrian Army are nothing but Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS. So, Christian prophecy people, the people you love and hang out with, created the very group that you want to claim is your enemy. Well, you have to become discriminating and become exact and become methodical, become a craftsman in the truth, become a real critic who is able to use reasoning and thinking and is able to analyze history and understand exactly what is going on. And so some of these Christian prophecy people, they admit that Muslims await the second coming of Jesus. And they admit that Muslims are looking for this 12th imam that will be the front runner of Isa, that's the Arabic word for Jesus. But then they want to say that this Muslim Jesus, I guess, is a fake Jesus. But come on, y'all all believe in the same Jesus now. The Muslims are not going to say some different Jesus, but they say the same Jesus. And then these Christian prophecy people, they talk about two wicked people prophesied of in Jeremiah. And that one is from the north and one is from the south. And the one from the north, according to these Christian prophecy people, is a European dictator. And the one from the south is a Muslim. Because, hey, south of Israel is Africa and the Middle East. So the guy must be a Muslim, right? Has to be, according to the Christian prophecy people. And so these two make war with each other. And then the Christian prophecy people cease to talk about the king in the north, the European dictator. They focus on the king from the south, and they call him a Muslim terrorist. And so they say the Muslim terrorist is the 12th Imam that is the forerunner of the Muslim Jesus. And that the Muslim Jesus and the 12th Imam will implement a peace accord with the Jews. But according to the Christian prophecy people, this is only to facilitate the destruction of the Jews. And that the pact, peace pact agreement, will be 7, 8, 9, or 10 years. They don't know which one. But that's close enough to 7 for them. And so they say the Antichrist is supposed to create a peace agreement for 7 years, but in the middle of that, turn on those who he made peace with. Hail, Havoc, destruction. Jesus comes back, destroy the Antichrist, etc. They don't want to admit that the Quran is against the Antichrist. It's the same Yahushua that the Bible is speaking of that is against the Antichrist. They say, oh yeah, he is going to be against the Antichrist called Dajjal in the Quran. But this is the fake stuff. This is the fake Trinity and all that type of stuff. And that fake Jesus, you know, that's the fake one. So you can't go after him. Because in reality, Islam is satanic. And, you know, they're going to wreak war and havoc in the region. And they're going to destroy all the Jews. Come on, Christian prophecy people. The one thing, again, I have to say to you is that all warfare, all of it, is controlled by the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and other affiliated families. That Islam is being used, misused, abused, and misappropriated. Christianity is being misused, abused, and misappropriated. Netanyahu of Israel misuses, abuses, and misappropriates Judaism. Did you not hear Netanyahu at the United Nations not long ago conflating the whole of Iran with Al-Qaeda, conflating Hezbollah with Al-Qaeda, conflating Hamas and all the Palestinians with Al-Qaeda, and justifying his mentality? This is Netanyahu's mentality. Netanyahu wants America to go to war with Iran, go to war with Hezbollah, go to war with Hamas, go to war with all Palestinians and all Arabs and destroy all of them and take all their land and their territory. It's time, my Christian prophecy sisters and brothers, to be discriminating, to be exact, to be methodical in the truth, to be industrious, to be discriminating and intelligent. That's the next word, intelligent. Let me see if I can hit the word intelligent. What can we learn from the word intelligent? Intel. Oh, come on, computer. Intel. Intelligent is defined as having or showing the ability to easily learn or understand things or to deal with new or difficult situations. This whole Middle East and Africa construct is so complex and difficult. And anyone who just gives an easy explanation, we know that the explanation is complex, but we can understand what is going on. We have the capacity. We are in the Virgo. We are in the virgin birth. We are those who were immaculately conceived without aid of any human being whatsoever. We are from the Almighty, and the Almighty Father, Mother, they are one. And as one, they are supremely knowledgeable, most supremely knowledgeable, and supremely wise, most supremely wise. So if we take our time and study the issues and listen to more than CNN, MSNBC, listen to Pacifica Radio, listen to Webster Tarpley, listen to Alex Jones, listen to the Nation of Islam and Louis Farrakhan, listen to the Revolutionary Communist Party with Bob Avakian and Carl Dix. Listen to Tavis Smiley. Listen to Cornel West. Listen to Gary Null. Listen to Phil Taylor in Canada. Listen to O'Malley Yeshitela of the African People's Socialist Party. Broaden our avenues of information and take the best of what we have learned intelligently, what we have learned and understood, and do not get on the microphone and call a whole religion satanic and say, well, their God is evil. Allah is an African Hebrew word having to do with excellence, having to do with excelling, having to do with photosynthesis, a scientific word. So understand, sisters and brothers who are in the Christian community, just as you do not want someone to denigrate the whole Christian community for the wickedness and evils of a few, do not be guilty of the same when it comes to Islam. Don't look at the whole Islamic community and denigrate the whole Islamic community for the actions of 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, whatever the number is, it's a low number. And all of those so-called Islamic professing, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIL, these are mercenaries working for the CIA, sisters and brothers. So tell me who is more evil, the mercenary or the one who raised the mercenary, the intelligence communities, CIA, MI5-6, Mossad, etc. We must be chaste. This word is naturally associated with the virgin. And why must we be chaste? The word chaste is defined as refraining from sexual intercourse that is regarded as contrary to morality or religion, virtuous, virgin, non-engaging in sexual relations, celibate. Sisters and brothers, we are engaging in spiritual, mental, moral, ethical intercourse right now. My words are like the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, that exits my mind, exits my spirit, soul, energy, exits my mouth, and enters into your ear, which is likened unto the sacred divine vaginal tract. And the mind is the womb. And the word, like the seed of life called sperm, hits the mind and the brain, and now ideas begin to grow. And as the brain acts on the growing idea, you know that the brain is acting, the mind is acting on sacred divine masculine, sacred divine feminine polarity. So ideas begin to grow and you give birth to those ideas in the physical. So because many people are saying many things, we must be chaste and virtuous concerning the message and not allow the intelligence community working through various presidents and prime ministers and corporations and institutional leaders, we must not allow these to implant within our minds words that are wicked and evil that may give rise to ideas and actions that are wicked and evil. So we must be chaste. Understand that President Obama is being controlled by wicked forces. So do not allow certain energies from Biden, from Obama, from any of these leaders, do not allow certain of their energies to encroach upon your spiritual consciousness, which is absolutely sacred and should be held as sacred as a woman holding herself as sacred and not wanting any man to enter that is not worthy and is not lifelong committed. Leaders that are lifelong committed, whether man, male, or female, leaders that are lifelong committed to the people, these are leaders that we allow to speak into our soul, which is feminine, into our consciousness, into our mind, into our heart, into that door to the heart that is feminine. The veil is feminine. That feminine side of all of us wants to be loved. And when a leader slides up next to you and begins to talk sweet talk, that feminine side of you, whether you are male or female, that feminine side of ourselves begins to kind of lean out and listen and say, oh, I think I have found the leader. But do not short circuit your thinking capacity. Do not short circuit your mind. Do not short circuit your intelligence, our intelligence. Remain and become exact. Become methodical. Become industrious for liberation. Become discriminating. And know when leaders are being manipulated. Become intelligent, able to understand and learn facts and truth and reality. Be chaste and not let any leader speak into your mind, speak into your soul, speak into your spirit, speak into that feminine side of yourself. The gems that are associated with the virgin are the pink jasper and the hyacinth. And remember, we went over the jasper. The word jasper in the European Greek is feminine. The word jasper in the African Hebrew is masculine. And so we see, once again, the science, sisters and brothers, of the universe working on sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine. And so these minerals are descriptive of the waters of noon. Now, hyacinth is a plant, it looks like. A plant that is favored for intense colors and fragrances. It's a staple of the spring garden along with daffodils and tulips. So this is a spring flower that is sweet, has a wonderful fragrance, planted in the fall and is born in the spring. So we're in the fall. The fall equinox, etc. The season that is the fall. The fall of mankind. The fall of the human being. But we're planting the hyacinth. And the hyacinth will be born in the spring, which is around March and April, associated with Aries and the birth of the sun. So you see how we're tying into the science of the universe, sisters and brothers. Well, let me say, Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.